I've been saying this every podcast episode, but I swear he's getting hotter.
What have you been doing?
Your filter makes you look worse.
Have you been treating your skin with retinol or something?
No, dude, I haven't done anything. I've been drinking beer.
You don't have a skincare routine?
I don't. Do you? Should we? We probably should, right?
Yeah, dude, I have a face wash.
Okay.
It's a good routine.
I have face wash.
Once
and then,
a month.
Yeah, like once every few showers.
Yeah.
And then Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I don't wash my face.
I don't even really wash my face if I'm being honest. I have really good skin.
Yeah, we all have, dude, being a guy really
being a guy
just,
is incredible.
You're just
it
like,
rocks.
I don't know.
Is it girl hormones? Is that why they look so dirty and greasy?
Dude, girls sometimes look like guys. if they didn't do all that stuff, they would just be other guys hanging out.
And that would be paradise.
Yeah.
They're doing all this other stuff. What are they putting in girl food?
No, dude, you got the Nas Reed? Bro.
That's fucking cool.
That's fire.
Yeah.
You're not going mic'd up this episode?
No, because I was, I don't have a mic here. I thought we were recording at Sisyphus.
Dude, you guys should just go to Sisyphus.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, there's a blizzard starting right now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's not Minnesota. Great.
You guys live in hell.
Late March. It's like
blizzard starting.
It's like so beautiful in New York. We're going to the St. Paddy's parade today.
A week late? What's
it's a Bay Ridge thing. They do it a week late because everybody's like daft and stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you're from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. They did it a week early in Philly.
Oh, really?
Probably because they're stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Irish people don't celebrate on they don't know. They're too drunk.
They're not actually Irish.
There's eight different St. Patrick's Day parades.
You kind of roll into like a Ramadan thing. It's like, yeah, the whole month is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's a 30-day holiday.
Because guys have work.
Yeah. I'm going to have such a shitty amount of Guinness today. I'm really excited.
Yeah, man. This is going to be my fourth day in a row drinking, and it's getting tough. It's not fun.
You look good.
I feel hungover. I feel pretty tired, man. I'm not going to lie.
What does your hangover feel like?
Sleepy.
Tired.
Sleepy. My hangover is like, I want to be in my blankets.
You want to be cozy?
I want to be cozy.
Do you get agitated?
A little bit. I get a little agitated. I am pretty good. I am kind of like built to drink though.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just in my blood. So it's not terrible.
What culture is not built to drink? I feel like
it's a great question. Yeah. White.
Chinese.
Russians are Chinese. That was actually a good, honest answer.
Chinese
culture is not.
He goes Chinese,
and they're literally not because they don't have the enzyme that breaks down alcohol.
Yeah, they light up like a Christmas tree.
Not you doing race science. Not you doing race science on the podcast, Ryan. What is going on?
If you look at the shape of a Chinese man's head, you can tell he can't process alcohol. It's simple. It's simple science.
It's simple. Mm-hmm.
It's so simple, people in the 1800s figured it out. You know?
Yeah, dude. I've been watching Shogun. I'm on my 1600 British Empire science shit.
Joe Shogun?
I got my calipers out.
You've been watching the Joe Shogun Experience?
And that might sound a little something like that.
Oh, man.
Jamie, I'll put that up.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
You guys, welcome to the We Cool Podcast, a podcast where we apologize for things. Sorry about all that. Demand apologies. Listeners can write in apologies. Today, join us. We have the very funny, illustrious, handsome, beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful girl.
No.
Beautiful girl.
No.
Has hair.
Yep.
Ethan Mead, everybody.
Thank you.
Hitting the applause break on my end.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm so happy to. Thanks for having me here, actually, guys. I'm really excited.
Welcome.
Ethan is a funny comedian from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And we're going to the homeland
Yeah.
For a little St. Paddy's
parade. I'm a little disappointed we're not doing live in Bay Ridge today. I thought that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't want to pack up my podcast stuff.
That's okay.
And go to your parents' house.
That would have been funny. You have to admit that would have been funny.
I know, but then I just have to, then I would be on the train back with like five, like with like five Guinnesses in my belly. Yeah. And I'd be, and then I would be like, fuck.
And a Rode soundboard, that would have probably stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, carrying a full podcast studio.
My dad would have made eggs and bakey, though.
Ooh.
Yeah. He loves to host.
I like to host, too, a little bit.
He also loves to call me gay whenever guests come over.
That's great.
This is absolutely
He's
favorite
gotta.
Thing.
Dude, I can't. All right, I don't want to.
Sorry, we'll cut all that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, what's going
it's
on?
It's okay. It's the first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you guys?
I can apologize to Ethan for when we met. I had been in New York for like a week at this point. And like, you know how in New York, everybody asks you if you're going to move to New York.
Yeah.
Like everybody.
It's the only place that matters. We can't imagine another place other than this place.
It doesn't count if you're doing other stuff. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. So I had hit my limit of people asking me that because I'm not going to move to New York. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think you asked me that, Ethan, but you brought up New York and I was like, God, I'm so fucking sick of everybody like talking about New York to me. You're the single person who's actually like literally from New York that I met on that entire trip. So it was just like the entirely wrong energy to come at you with, you know, because I was like, everybody else is from like fucking Indiana, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was coming in with that energy, but, yeah, dude, I mean, I'm interested. I like, it feels like there's nobody actually from Brooklyn, so I'm curious about what it was like to grow up there.
That's okay, man. I accept your apology.
Yeah, let's get into the Bay Ridge. What are the Bay Ridge days like?
Oh, wow.
Because we got a lot of Midwest listeners.
Times was different. Times
we
was
we
different.
Got a lot yeah. of we have a lot of great, wonderful Minneapolis listeners, but, you know, but and they want to know.
Don't you have a Brooklyn in Minnesota or something like that?
Yeah, we got a Brooklyn Park.
Brooklyn Park, yeah, that always really annoys me.
Yeah.
And a Brooklyn Center. We've got two Brooklyns. You just got the one.
Yeah, exactly.
We got two.
Wait, fuck. Yeah. Wait. So who's really from Brooklyn here?
It's 2-1.
Yeah. That always pissed me off because I was
Brooklyn,
trying to
get Brooklyn in Brooklyn Park doing stand-up. Yeah. And in like a restaurant. Brooklyn,
yeah,
where
like
we at?
I love Brooklyn, New York, man. What can I say? I can't talk about this place enough. It's really... It's really such a melding of the cultures. I really try to convince people that I'm from like a tough part of Brooklyn.
It is like Bay trash.
Bay Ridge is?
Yeah.
It's weird because people are doing well for themselves.
Yeah.
But they're still trash.
Yeah. It's it does feel a little towny over there.
I think it takes a couple generations of wealth because it's mostly like Italian. And they've only been rich for like two generations.
Yeah.
So they're still like, you know. Dirt people. Yeah. They're still like mud people. They just like go fuck at the sports bars and stuff.
Yeah, they just have more jewelry than they would if they were like a generation
They're
before.
Still doing conspicuous consumption. They have like zooped up Nissans.
Do you still do your joke about because you're friends with all these transplants.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Brooklyn's so cool. Oh, this restaurant's so cool. And he's like, oh, that? You're like, that restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, my aunt died in that restaurant. Like, my aunt had a heart attack or something about
my
that.
My grandmother diarrheaed herself.
Yeah, my grandma. Oh, you like this neighborhood? This neighborhood reminds me
this
of my grandma.
Kitschy little neighborhood.
Reminds me that my grandma had diarrhea in the restaurant and we had to take her home.
I feel so much shame.
Do you still do that joke?
I actually haven't done that in a while.
It's a good one.
Because people, I know you like it. People don't like thinking about that, like the steady march of death and how they're just going to like crust over and die.
I know.
People don't find that funny. I go, is that not funny to you guys?
Oh my God. I've been ending a good joke with, and it's doing good. And then I thought it'd be funny to say, guys, every day is a nightmare and I'm scared all the time. And that's the only not funny part. And I won't stop saying every day's a nightmare and I'm scared and confused.
Grant, Tommy is like the man in Minneapolis, right?
No.
Like he's like, cause he's like the man.
He's
here.
The boy.
And he said,
I was the boy. I was the boy there.
Yeah. You're the boy prince.
Yeah. I had that. I was 23 when the pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm 35 somehow.
Yeah.
You're kind of the king.
You left like, you left when like a bunch of new people started, so nobody even like fucking knows Tommy.
Yeah,
anymore.
I go back and I don't know any.
Nobody even knows.
Dude, I know all the comedians I'm friends with like had families and quit comedy. <That's good. laughs> and then Grant and Ryan are my besties. Everybody else is like moved.
Everyone else has succeeded in some facet of their life other than me and Grant.
Yeah, everyone else either succeeded or they're just like, yeah, I became a doctor. And so I stopped doing stand-up and I'm like, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean you don't want to get drunk at an open mic I'm back in town?
You've kind of come to like a Neverland place.
Yeah.
Where nobody ever really gives up all the way.
No, yeah. But also when I started, when I was like 20, like I was friends with like 32-year-olds.
You had 32-year-old friends?
I had 30.
32-year-old babies.
I had 30.
How do you think Tommy got so good at basketball? He's playing against these 2-year-olds.
And they were good too, man.
Yeah, they weren't, would stack on top of each other.
Yeah, they weren't just like.
Do like a baby ladder.
Yeah, they weren't just like.
They called him John Stockton.
Yeah.
John
Stacked.
John Stacked him up. Yeah.
John Stacked up, yeah.
No, but I was friends with like, I don't know, Ryan, you started when you were pretty young too, right?
Yeah, I started when I was 18.
Yeah, do you remember like being friends with like 35 year olds? Now it's 30. I can't stop.
Yeah, dude, like 40 year olds. Like yeah, old ass people.
Old ass people
like,
who are like drunks and they're like mean to you and you're like, hey, man, my best friends are so, my 40 year old best friends are so mean to me sometimes.
They're really
man,
good.
They say they don't respect me as a comedian.
Holy shit.
You know,
but it's also weird when they're like really nice to you and you actually feel close to them. You're like, oh, that's just like my good-hearted 40-year-old man friend.
Going on,
that's just my good friend whose son won't talk to him.
going on the road with a guy in his mid-30s, early 40s, and he's just I'm like I'm 20 years old, and he's just talking to me about how he was gonna cheat on his wife this weekend. Yeah. And I'm just like,
that sounds awesome.
I love stand-up comedy.
or you're on the road with a guy who the whole way down is like, I would never cheat on my wife. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. And then you get there and you're like, dude, I think he's cheating on his wife.
I think the amount of times he's saying he's not going to, it's like he's holding something
back.
That
is my least favorite thing to do, cheat on my wife.
Yeah.
In my list of activities, cheat on my wife is so low on that.
And then
list.
It's like especially, after the show.
Especially with a waitress at the comedy club in Bismarck, North Dakota.
No, it's like literally, like I remember like doing like a hotel lobby room. And then it's like,
oh yeah.
And the guy, the headliner is like talking to the staff, like like this girl, she's like 28.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think he's going to cheat on
his wife. And it'll fix him is the best part.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This fucking 28-year-old lobby girl, sir.
And I'm talking to a couple in their 50s and I'm just like, yeah, I've been doing comedy for about 8 years. I'm 8 months in.
Yeah, he's 9 years old. They're like, can we have sex with you?
Yeah.
You had a good set. Can we both have sex with you?
Can we do stuff to you?
Yeah. And I'm just like, no, but.
No, that's okay.
Grant, you got a story, baby?
Well, no, it's the same guy that we're talking about. Just
we're all
like,
talking
oh,
about
a guy.
We're all talking about a guy right now.
Awesome. Yeah.
We won't name.
Who's your guy? I'm
he
sorry.
Told me a whole story.
I'll tell you later.
He'll be like, I would never cheat on my wife, and then tell you the story about how he like went home with some hippie chick after a show, and she was like sitting. They were smoking weed, burning incense, like sitting cross-legged with no panties on, and then he's like, "Yeah," and then I had to go home and.
Yeah.
Just go back to my hotel room. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Like
I guess
just
I'm
never and it's like
I guess I'm able to put myself in these situations but then just ignore every instinct in my body. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's crazy
cheating.
Cuz I
that
let
counts.
Go right up to the edge.
That counts as cheating. Well,
that's weird. Yeah.
Edging.
Also, I know somebody who had sex with him who's not his wife.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely
it's Tommy.
It's me, Tommy Bay.
Yeah, I know somebody.
Yeah, somebody likes you.
I just start putting on lipstick.
Yeah,
Tommy, you would do like a good Bugs Bunny thing, you know, with like
Oh man, you are very Bugsian.
I was telling,
a truly Bugsian mind.
You're like if Bugs Bunny had like ADHD, you know,
a Looney Tunesian mind.
Dude, that's crazy.
The Tommy Bayer story.
I was telling them a few episodes ago, but I was like, I feel like if I had gay sex, it'd be like 20% straight still. Like a guy, like it wouldn't, like if a guy.
You're so gay. It's unbelievable. I would do gay sex in kind of a straight way. You know?
No, like, a guy, like I'm ladylike enough where like a guy.
Oh, it bell curves back around. Yeah, yeah. Into just being missionary.
It could
sex.
Be a little. It could still be a little bit of straight missionary.
That's pretty.
Is that
cool.
Is that horseshoe theory? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's gay horseshoe
That's
theory.
That's interesting because sometimes I'll have sex with like a burly tall woman. I'm like, this is gay.
Yeah, it's see, that's about 20% gay.
Yeah, because we're just kind of knocking each other around. Just kind of throwing each other around.
Just kind of beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting rough. Like, this is gay.
Eating hot dogs afterwards. Yeah.
I love you, dude.
You accidentally feel her muscles. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Yeah. there's just like whey protein shakes in her kitchen.
Yeah, it stinks to high hell.
It stinks.
Just old protein in a shaker cup.
Yeah.
That's stale, yeah, whey
stench. She comes and you don't come, and then you're like, what about me? And she just like turns over, starts playing Call of Duty. Yeah.
Man United highlights on YouTube TV.
She just puts on the headset, yeah. And it's just like, what's up? Know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just lets out a wicked fart and turns over.
God, please.
Please.
Please, Jesus Christ.
Bless me with this woman.
Santa Claus, I'm begging you.
Santa Claus.
Let me fuck a
bless
woman
me.
With
bless
rock
me with
hard
the shield
tits.
Maiden.
Yeah. Fuck. I love feeling a girl whose tits hurt.
Yeah.
Who yeah, are her, hard to
yeah,
the
your
touch.
Tits are like two boners.
Yeah.
Dude, have you guys ever seen like old-timey tits that were in like the cone bras?
Oh,
their
yeah,
tits
yeah.
are cones.
No, of course I have.
Yeah. Dude, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they were like they were trying to make tits spiky back then.
Yeah,
yeah, they were trying like, to cut their tongues.
Just to ward off predators.
That was like the illusion, yeah. You know, like a 1940s, 50s woman would put on a sweater and then.
Well, there used to be two women topless. They would each get on a horse mm-hmm. and they would ride at each other as hard as they could. Whoever stayed on the horse, they're lancing.
I remember that old game.
Yeah.
Pit lancing.
And you would pay and you would be in a stadium and you would mm-hmm. watch it. And
you'd bet on the women.
Tit joust. That would be on.
Yeah. Tit
jousting.
Tit jousting. Yeah.
They should do that at a late night at the medieval times.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great.
They should have two hot fucking bitches with their
or even ugly ones.
Tits
even
out.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what? I fucking take it.
Medieval
back.
Times was it $50 a plate? I'll let these two gargoyles run into each other at full speed.
Yeah,
it'll be a
two,
blast.
Two dishwashers from the back just come and get on horseback.
Yeah.
The manager. Yeah, it's the seasonal. The seasonal. The regional manager, Patricia.
Yeah.
Trish got her kid off. Yeah.
I love it, man.
That's really good.
That's so funny. It's making my hungover brain hurt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, my face is. I got this thing during a hangover where if I laugh really hard, my face goes numb. I'm battling.
Dude, what are you like 24?
26 years old.
Okay.
I think it's a side effect of I don't know being Polish, but it
yeah,
really sucks.
It's Polish genes.
It's Polish genealogy.
Bad face.
Did we breed cone tits out of the population? What happened to them?
They just got rid of the bras, I think. The bras are just...
And they molded them, like when you put your yeah. kid in a helmet?
Tits mm-hmm. are like Play-Doh. Not a lot of people know about this, but whatever mold you put them in, they'll turn into that.
Oh, yeah. They just... Oh. They fill that
tits
shape.
Tits are semi-solid.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's semi-solid. It's like a state of matter between...
That's what I told my wife last night when I couldn't... I said, what? You can't work with a semi-solid?
Semi-solid? I'm a scientist.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
I love doing experiments with my wife.
Ethan, do you have anything, any apologies to demand or anything you'd like to apologize for? Or and is anyone wronged you?
So many people, but I don't want to talk.
A lot of people.
People wrong me a lot.
Yeah, you get pissed.
I can't...
You get pissed. This guy, we're in a group chat with 32.
I get pissed.
We're in a group chat with 32 New York comedians.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
One of the greatest group chats of all time.
Truly a brain trust.
Yeah.
Just a convivium of high thinking minds.
Yeah, you get fired up in there sometimes.
I get really pissed. I don't like when my guys act out of line. I feel like the drill sergeant.
Yeah, you're very much so. Yeah.
What's an example of acting out of line that would tick you off?
I actually want an apology from little Andy Muller more than anybody.
Oh yeah.
Because we were chirping in the group chat. Bang was fucking pissing and moaning about nothing.
Yeah, always.
Like, I've been doing this shit for 45 years.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, he's always mad.
My dick doesn't get hard anymore. Just complain about fucking nothing. And then I think we're like, hey, shut up. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, okay.
Sure.
So we kick him out of the
We're really calling him out.
Yeah. I love him, so I'm allowed.
Okay.
I've said this a lot. My best, worst friend.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he's a good guy, but he does awful shit.
Yes.
Whereas Roey is my worst best friend.
That's a great...
Where he's a sweet kid, but he's evil at his core.
Yeah.
He does bad things.
He does evil stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we won't give any examples.
We won't give any examples.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've gotten so pissed at both those guys for just acting out of line.
Yeah. For very fundamentally at his core, thing is like a sweetie.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of gentle, but Roey is...
He needs to have one TV credit and it'll make him a better person.
Yeah.
He's the only comedian I know who
should... Is he still trying to be an actor?
I don't fucking... Yeah, probably.
That's really cool.
He's the only comedian I know who should have one small bit of success to make my life easier. So that I don't have to deal with his fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I selfishly want him
to succeed.
To have a thing.
Just so he'll shut the fuck
just
up.
So he can just so we can go out to lunch and it can be pleasant.
Right. And then also maybe like
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, you know, no, he would
that
find
wouldn't
him,
fix it.
Like, oh man. Io was really weird on set the other day. I don't think she likes me very much.
And I'm just like, can we just talk about pussy, please?
I'm begging you.
Can we just talk about who's hot?
Yeah, we kicked him out of the chat for. I'm just lighting him up. I'm just lighting him up. You said, I don't know what we do here. I'm really sorry.
All right, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I know it's crazy. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So we'll cut out his name, maybe. Whatever. No one.
Sure. Yeah.
No one look him up.
He has a distinct name that anyone could figure out.
We put him in timeout for saying some cool stuff, and
he has to be put in timeout.
Yeah,
sometimes,
and he gets grouchy. He's like, I'm like, well, don't be a
because we have to
fucking nudge.
We have to go cut that out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then Lil Andy Muller took it upon himself to bring him back into the chat
before
timeout was over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were rewarded with another very hearty bomb.
This is also Andrew Muller. He's just a comedian who hasn't been doing comedy as long as us, so we call him Little Andy Muller. That's to give... This is a grown-ass man.
Yeah. He's cute.
No, you are the 35-year-old man now. You're taking him under your wing, dude.
Yeah, Andrew Muller is, like, cute and nice. And if you're cute and nice, you go, you're little.
You're little, yeah. We always bust on him for doing cookie reviews for the school newspaper.
Yeah, because all right. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, so maybe demand an apology.
No, I want an apology from Andrew for violating timeout.
Bringing him back in the group chat.
A shark is going to bite, like, you know. But Andy was like, we'll take the bitey shark and we're just going to put it in the pond, you know.
Dude, I really love being friends with like 30 comedians, and many of them are just all a little evil.
Yeah.
I think that's really fun.
You guys are good.
What's that?
You guys are good. You're good people.
We're fine.
Yeah. You guys are pretty great.
We're all right.
You guys are pretty great in my opinion.
People can, like, I did a corporate thing last night, and it's crazy how people can just, like, smell the comedian stink on you. Like, as soon as we walked in, it's like everybody knows. Like, everybody just knows we're the comic. You can't go under the radar.
Yeah.
You're the only person wearing a short sleeve t-shirt. Everyone else is dressed up, dude. You're at a corporate.
Dude,
yeah.
I had to.
No, dude. I was dressed better than everybody at this place. It was in Montgomery, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. But you just, like, move in a certain way where it's like,
shoulders are hunched at an angle.
Yeah. And you feel weird. You immediately like try to look for the corners. You're like, how do I hide?
Yeah. Where can I eat the food that they're giving me? Also, you know that you're in a shitty town in Minnesota when it sounds like a town that should be in Alabama.
I was just going to say
if it's like the more Southern the town sounds, it's like, oh Fuck, dude. This...
Biloxi, Minnesota.
Yeah, this is going to be a town that doesn't like Justin Jefferson, and they think we should have got what's the white receiver? What's his name?
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen back, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hard-working lunch pail kind of guy. You know? not like the showy Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it when they do like announcers do like racism in sports.
Low,
where,
yeah.
Where like, yeah. Where like a white guy does something good and they go, man, smart play.
That's a high IQ.
High
though.
IQ player.
High IQ football.
Black guy does something good and they're like, I mean, the athletic. They both did the same thing.
Yeah.
The athleticism on this guy is incredible.
I'm taking a lot of care to stop calling guys an animal or a. Guy's a fucking animal. Like what?
Like, watching,
what kind of animal?
Watching football?
And, no, like a horse, not like a gorilla,
like a workhorse,
like a lion.
Good, good one.
Isn't that funny that the less human animals are better to call somebody?
Yeah, like the.
Wait. How are you grading on a less human scale? I don't.
You know, like apes are human like.
Yeah, apes are guys.
That's like the worst thing you could call somebody.
And that's what you're not supposed to say, but you're like, that guy's a fucking...
That guy's a dog. A dog.
Yeah, a dog is a horrible animal to be called.
He's a fucking jellyfish, baby.
Yeah, this guy's a turtle.
This guy's a fucking turtle, this guy. He's crazy. Hard nose to the grindstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real 9 to 5. What else do they say? Me and Matt did a little sketch ado about that for a second. I'm trying to think what else. Lunch pail, good locker room guy.
Yeah, clock in, clock out kind of guy. Yeah,
dude, gym rat.
Who's that guy that the guy with the long blonde hair who does the Barstool interviews?
Kittle.
He's like funny.
Caleb Presley.
Yeah,
fucking stupid. Funny
as shit. That guy.
He's so good.
He's so good. But dude, I found out that. He got a scholarship to play football at a college. Wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But instead of normally, if you're not that good, they're like, okay, you can't play on the team anymore. He was so funny.
Yeah.
That they let him stay on the bench for morale purposes because he would psych the team. This is how he like got into to be a funny.
Yeah.
Got,
really?
This is how he got in like comedy. And I'm like, this might be the only guy with an athletic scholarship. For just based off
for
of
the hang. Yeah, that's such incredible.
He got a full athletic scholarship because he was in the pocket humor wise.
There should be just a clown scholarship for each, you know,
like
Division
One
team. Yeah,
yeah, but they'd give it. Never mind. I was gonna be racist.
They'd probably give it to someone not funny.
Yeah, exactly. They'd probably get to a girl or something.
Yeah, someone who stinks.
That would piss me off.
Yeah.
I would love to get a comedy scholarship.
Well, in high school, you'd be like on your football team, like training to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, oh, no, you don't have to put me in the game. I'm just like LSU is going to come to your college. And then they're like, they're listening to your riffs on the bench.
Like, are you mic'd up?
You're like mic'd out. Like, are you killing with your teammates? And then they're like, this kid's pretty funny. We might need him.
A mic'd up scholarship.
We might need him on Notre Dame.
Just for chirps. Yeah.
He's just epic chirps. You know?
Yeah, well, he can't go to Notre Dame or BYU because he does swear.
We need a clean
guy for that.
Yeah, you'd get a clean guy. And then there's like highlight reels too. Mm-hmm. It's like top 10 chirps on the bench. The guy's like mic'd up.
It's Tom Papa.
Mm-hmm.
I love, not to be a fucking mark, but you know the show Letterkenny?
Yeah.
I think about a nice shirt. Does it come in men? Does it come in men's? I think it come in men enough for all of us.
That's good.
I think about that line probably twice a week.
Yeah.
Maybe three times a week, guys.
I know guys from like northern Minnesota who like sound like those guys.
Yeah. You don't talk. You guys, none of you talk funny. It really bums me out, actually.
Ryan's from Wisconsin and Grant. Yeah, I don't know.
Go back.
I'm educated.
Yeah, Grant's educated.
Dude, me and my girlfriend, you know, we've been watching like Love on the Spectrum, and then we just like root for them like it's a NBA game, you know, like when they finally lock it down. But okay, this new season, so one of the episodes, this dude's dating like a chick who has Down syndrome, and then it's like raining, so he has an umbrella. And then the umbrella is like all crumpled
up. One of them has Down syndrome and the other one
has
autism.
An umbrella.
Just like, yeah, pretty autistic, right?
Okay.
So then the chick is like walking away and the umbrella is all crumpled up and she doesn't have it like over her head. And they just hold on her for like 10 seconds walking away. And I'm like, all right, dude, they're doing this on purpose. Like, they know a guy like me is going to watch that and laugh at that for the wrong reason. You know what I mean? Like, it's not funny. Man. What are we doing funny. Here?
I mean, it's like just under the radar enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love that xylophone music they play where it's like ding, ding, ding. That's their internal monologue.
Yeah. When something's like awkward.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they play.
I've never watched this show. Is it,
dude? It's
is it
really good.
It's really,
yeah, it's
good.
Really good.
It's really sweet.
It's also fucking brutal sometimes, dude. Because they get so much anxiety, like
dude,
crazy.
And I'm just like, dude, get it together, man. Just lock this
dude,
in.
You're spitting. She wants you.
She wants you, bro. Just like get in your bag. Come on, bro.
Get in the flow state.
And then when they can't pull it off, I get like a little. I've only seen it a few times. I used to watch it with my ex, but I get like mad because I'm like, "Fuck, man, just get pussy."
Dude, this season, just get some pussy already.
You're awesome.
One of the dudes, he's doing like a speed dating thing, and you fill out like yes or no, like if you want to see the person or whatever, and like he is like during the date. Like just marking no in front of them, dude. And then one of them is just like, yeah, I don't like nature. And he's just like, it's no.
Okay,
it's like, doesn't like nature. And then,
but then they tell him, to be honest,
like she walks away and the like producers are like, dude, are you saying no? Like while they're here. And he's like, am I not?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be doing that?
What's the name of the fucking show?
He's like, I'm sorry, you guys. Do you know I'm autistic? What's your fucking problem? I'm having a tough time.
Yeah. Maybe you should have told me that the first time you saw me do it and not let me go through 4 days.
Yeah, and not record it.
Their parents are just like, "Can you? We really hope you can just find love and move out of the house. Hey, mom, dad.
Yeah.
I got stuff going on. It's hard for me.
I literally can't. I can't.
It's hard for me to tap
to
in.
To feel with like you guys. Okay?
Yeah. Don't you guys fucking get it?
I love.
Jesus.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
I love giving my brother those kind of pep talks when he's fully neurotypical.
You're younger?
Like, man, just put yourself in the place of a girl and try to feel how they feel. He's like, that sounds fucking crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's just normal. He's just a fucking loser.
How old is he?
He's 22 years old.
He's got some time.
He'll figure it out.
He also went to COVID college, and that kind of ruined him.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's formative getting pussy years.
Uh-huh.
He's a
sweet kid. I'm sorry. We're actually doing really well. I didn't mean to come on here and call him a loser.
Well, you can apologize.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I think it's just muscle memory that I called him a loser. Hey, Luke, if you're listening, you're not a loser at all.
Yeah. And also, that's your little brother. You can call him a loser.
Yeah. Well, he sucks. So I'm like, he's a fucking twerp.
When did you, okay, did you guys fight growing up a lot?
We fought up until 2 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Because me and my brothers fought up until like, I think we were like 16. 17 is when we were like, did you guys physically fight?
We would, it became easy for me because he started having OCD problems.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't touch me. So when he pissed me off, I would just throw my hand in his face.
Oh my God.
And he would be like, oh,
that's.
Which is pretty cruel.
And also just you doing that right now, it's still like, oh, fuck.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not a
pleasant feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not why you guys seem more rough and tumble than us.
Yeah, but in high school we stopped because you can't. It would hurt so badly to get punched in the face.
Yeah,
that you kind of cut that stuff out.
I never fought with my brother physically.
You
were
such a sweet kid, though, dude. Grant tells me the story. He would like, what? Didn't you like worms that like would like come out of the ground when it like rains? You would like you would like put them back in the dirt.
That's a wonderful story.
And this
Grant.
Is like a little boy. He's like, oh, I need to save these worms that come out of the ground.
Yes.
I would take those same worms and I would throw them at trees.
Try to stick them on there.
I would just
to hurt them.
I would just whip them. I don't even know what I was thinking. And I'm like, I'm so much more evil.
Yeah.
Then
Grant.
Yeah.
Two very contrasting. Yeah, very different little boys
with empathy.
Yes, and yeah.
I saw a dead baby bird once, like it fell out of a tree and the egg cracked, and I cried for 4 days.
So I saw a bird
So I took a bird and I threw it at a tree.
Yeah, I saw a dead bird. Well, there was like this big car accident in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there was like a couple people like, it was at, this was probably like a trauma response now that I'm saying this out loud. Yeah. But there was like a couple people like kind of mangled and it was like kind of like, it was like kind of a tough scene.
Uh-huh.
But there was also a dead bird. And I remember I have this distinct memory all on the ground also.
Yeah.
Bird wasn't in the car accident. I want to make that clear. Bird wasn't driving a car.
The bird was drinking and driving.
The bird died for separate.
You're under arrest. DWB, driving while bird.
Yeah.
Can't be bird and drive. Can't be. Don't bird and drive.
Don't bird and drive.
It's just Big Bird sticking his fucking head out of a car. Like, come on.
But I remember we were poking the dead bird with a stick. Instead good. Of looking at the accident.
That's good.
But
I mean, that's...
not respecting life in that way as well.
No, that's curiosity, man.
You think that's just science?
If you're... yeah, I think until you... Bugs, you can kill bugs when you're a kid.
Would you magnifying glass?
I did magnifying glass on paper because I liked fire more than I liked...
I liked fire a lot too. So I would do magnifying glass on
newspaper
ants.
On fire, yeah.
That's like evil.
Yeah, that's... man...
is that fine?
Empathy is a learned
trait. I just had a
sense
of like, I didn't want to take a life, you know?
That's, yeah, Grant, like, we know you're the
Grant came out the fucking womb.
We know you're
feeling.
A beautiful soul.
Yeah, we know you're creature. The fucking Dalai Lama, Grant.
Yeah, we know you're the Dalai Lama, but let's try to have some empathy for kids like me who were born evil.
and had kindness thrust upon them.
And I had to work through it.
Yeah, that's good, dude. That's good. Yeah, don't feel ashamed. Children are evil.
Yes.
How's that for a fucking premise?
I think that's fine.
Well, yeah, no, it's just fucking hack and stupid.
No, children, yeah, they're nasty.
I think about it sometimes because you think of a kid as like the most innocent, like doesn't have any like frame of reference for doing bad stuff, but they're just purely want driven.
Yeah.
They're just screaming for what they want.
Kids are born Republican. and you have to learn how to be progressive and liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to teach them to share.
You don't want to share. You're born a greedy capitalist.
Yeah, and then you learn about pussy at 14, and you're like, I got to lie about being a liberal so I can get laid.
Yeah, now I have to wear, now I'm going to wear flowy pants.
I'm going to wear the biggest pants in the world.
I'm going to get big
and
pants.
And combat boots.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a lot of confusing ideologies swirling around up here, but I do need to get pussy. And so I'll change any of my beliefs in order to do that.
It seems like all the pussy is over on the left, so I'm going to probably stray that direction.
Yeah. It's so funny, dude.
The wind is changing. The wind is changing direction.
Yeah, girls who listen to this podcast... you don't even know your boyfriend's political beliefs.
You have no idea. Nope. We don't know either.
We don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't have any.
It's just the path
of least resistance.
That's all you got to do when you're in a like loving relationship. You just ask your girlfriend, who do we vote for?
Who are we voting
and then
for,
you
honey,
just,
baby?
You vote for the opposite person in secret and you tell her you voted for her.
And lie. My oh man, oh
what, you wanna,
I had a hilarious my dad story.
It's too problematic.
But he's gonna listen to this, and I'm not gonna tell him.
Too
he's gonna listen to this.
My dad listens to every podcast I do. He's so incredible. Proud of me. It's so sweet.
That is really sweet.
It bums me the fuck out sometimes.
Yeah, that is awesome.
As much as, because your dad loosely supports you, right?
Yeah, my dad's very supportive.
Yeah, but he's not like at all this. My dad's
both
saw me
my
do
parents
stand.
Are very supportive. My mom doesn't like my comedy, but she's still supportive. And I go, just don't listen to it.
That's
please.
Nice.
You know,
I think I need to get there because I need my mom to like my stuff.
I don't need them to listen or like it.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, if they're gonna come, I need them to like.
You want your mom to come?
Wait. Do your parents come to your stand-up shows?
Not all of them, but yeah. I did Sugar Babies.
Not all your parents.
Not all my parents.
All.
Not every one of my parents.
Yeah, you were raised in a thruple.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
If that were true, I would be such a opposite of an endorsement for that kind of parenting. If I had like
dude,
eight parents.
See, this is what I mean. This is what I mean, though. Like, you are different than the other comics that I meet when I go to Brooklyn because like their parents have disowned them. Totally, I assume, and yours are like going out to support
and my
you
ma
at
comes
the
by
alligator
the stand.
Lounge.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, you have sweet parents.
And then she busts my balls. She's like, cool. Vinny from Jersey Shore killed. And I was like, thanks.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Doesn't write his own
stuff.
Dude,
I was walking with Sienna. We were doing sesh, and I don't care. Sienna does a podcast. My friend, she does a podcast with Vinny from Jersey Shore, and it's like fucking, and they're like fucking famous now, and it's like annoying. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, how's things going for you? And I'm like, I don't know. Work's annoying, but comedy's fun. And I'm like, what about you? And she's like, yeah, me and Vinny are going on the road. Vinny's doing stand-up now. And I was like, Sienna, that depresses me so much. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear about how he's doing stand-up. Ew.
Yeah. To know
which one
man,
is Vinny?
That upsets me.
Is he like the jacked one?
They're all jacked.
That's
they're
Mike
all jacked.
The Situation.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny.
Mike the Situation ship.
Was Vinny the nice one?
Vinny has like the Julius Caesar haircut.
I don't know. I didn't.
It looks kind of like the
dude. I used to watch Jersey Shore. Used to be like appointment viewing for me. Me and my friends would get together on Thursday nights and like drink beer and watch Jersey Shore.
God,
that's fun. Watching
the
trash
best time of my life.
Watching trash TV.
We started going to the Jersey Shore when the show came out. My family every summer we'd go down to the Jersey Shore.
Dude, like,
this is awesome.
I was at work with Clay, and I was like, do you know what would be cool if we set up like cameras around here and like we're mic'd up and we did like a long live podcast that we like cut and like put out, and it was like throughout, and it was like a shift at work,
right.
And I'm like a reality TV show. I'm just I just reverse engineered a podcast into a TV show. I was like, what if we did a podcast that was like cut and it was like about our lives? And I think I'm inventing reality TV.
That would have been good, man.
But I only think in podcast terms.
And what if we kind of scripted it as well?
Yeah, maybe we like could write a narrative.
Yeah.
And there's characters involved. It's like a podcast, and there's like a set, multiple angles.
Mm-hmm. This is a great idea.
It's like a beautiful filmed podcast.
Hello, Sharks.
Yeah. Hello, Sharks. Yeah. It's a podcast, but I thought of it beforehand.
Hello, Sharks. This is a bucket of chum. I'm $10 million.
The bidding war breaks out.
You're holding it. There's just like there's just steam coming
hot,
out of the
hot chum.
Bucket of hot chum.
Bucket of hot chum, freezing cold air.
Mark Cuban's just like thinking so hard.
Have you done any sales? This is a bucket of chum. I'm not selling it.
You get offered $10 million and you go, it's not for sale.
Just to gloat.
I want it for myself.
Yeah. $50 million for 100% of the chum. No deal. No deal, Barbara.
Dude.
I want to be off the show.
So good if you're a shark.
Take me off the show.
Delete this.
Take me off the show. I feel uncomfortable. Don't tell anybody about my chum.
This isn't about the money for me, okay?
Yeah.
What is chum? Just a bunch of chopped up...
It's like fish
like
guts
fish heads
and
stuff, right?
Sinew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ate a little bit once. I threw up really bad.
What? You went to Plankton's restaurant? I thought they
calling it Plankton's restaurant and not the chum bucket.
Plankton's restaurant is
Plankton's
such a
place.
Dude, it's the scene in Goodfellas where you go in the back kitchen and you get a special spot at Plankton's restaurant. The chum
a long
bucket.
Shot.
You know, there's a huge line and you're taking a lady and you're like,
oh, Karen, how you doing?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. You know, there's just guys in bow ties walking in the back at the chum bucket.
Putting money with seashells on it in his pockets. That's a Plankton's place would be great.
Reservation for two at Plankton's restaurant,
at Plankton's.
Please.
What's going on with SpongeBob right now? Why is SpongeBob so in the zeitgeist?
SpongeBob's having a moment, dude.
What's going on with SpongeBob?
What's because we
somebody Tommy, listen to this. Somebody left a comment on our YouTube channel, which shout out if you're listening to this one, that you like somebody was talking about the SpongeBob podcast sketch on a different podcast, and then that person who listens to their podcast now listens to our podcast.
Oh shit.
But the SpongeBob economy is booming.
Dude, me and Ethan do is we do Squid Bastion, Squidward Scalco.
Oh,
we did it for like I don't think we spoke a word to each other.
For an entire night.
We were just like...
That wasn't Squid Bastion.
Yeah, we were just like, Barnacle Boy, hey, you're old. Get...
Go. 78 years old.
You're 7 and you're going to call yourself a boy.
A boy.
Hey, go grow up. Get into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Go check yourself into a nursing home.
Where'd I park the invisible boat? Buddy.
Also,
paint the boat. Bonnie. Patrick.
Pearl.
Pearl.
You got a fat ass.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Get in here. The water's fine.
No, I mean, I'm enjoying this. We finally got to
SpongeBob's having a moment because you made a SpongeBob sketch.
Yeah, I think people, it's not even just SpongeBob. I did make a SpongeBob sketch.
And
I'm
you
sorry,
put it out a week before mine, and I was.
You were taking so fucking long to get that thing out of the pipeline.
It's okay. I'm not mad at you.
All right.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
People are going to think that I fucking.
I took it.
Yeah. And I was like, and they don't know that we were talking about SpongeBob for months.
Everybody.
We were all talking about SpongeBob.
Ethan, did you make that one with Noah?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah, that just popped up. You've been popping up, man. You've been popping up on my little.
You got funny videos, guys. Watch Ethan's videos. Also,
I'm begging.
And good stand up too. You're firing on all cylinders.
I'm getting better. I'm seeing a little bit of I'm kind of at the end of like a peak right now. I'm gonna hit a plateau for another little
bit.
Sure,
yeah.
I saw you at that
peak. I saw you had a set at Flophouse that fucking.
That was a good day.
And it was, dude, it was like, there was only like 15 people there, you know, and everyone's, mm-hmm. It's a good 15. You murdered for like 15. Dude, I was in tears. I was in the back in tears.
I need this. Thank you so much.
I'm for real. I was like, damn, dude, this is like.
I really love thinking that I'm going to figure it out at some point.
I think you had a set where I was just like, yeah, Ethan's better than me at stand-up.
Absolutely not.
I was like, oh,
absolutely
fuck.
Absolutely not true.
I was like, yeah, that shit was, yeah. Yeah,
long,
you're popping
how long
off.
Have you been doing stand-up for, Ethan?
It will be 2.5 years on my, I literally celebrated like a fucking anniversary. April 1st will be 2.5 years.
Yeah, yeah. You started on the April Fool's Day.
No, because half...
Huh?
2.5.
Oh, I thought.
So you're celebrating half birthday.
I was just saying because I'm like 2 years and 2.5. I guess is kind of different in my brain.
Yeah,
it's 2 years. November 21, I started.
Mm. Nice.
And nothing is ever. Dude,
that's my brother's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For so long, I was like, I don't think I can even do this, and now I bitch about like I'm not getting fucking spots at St. Mark's. It's so cool to just like have different problems.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking. Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll do okay at some point. I'll figure it out. I really wish I was just like something else. I don't know.
Yeah, you wish you were already.
Like what?
You know what really irks me that I, what, you go?
Well, no, I'm just that made me think last night, this guy, I was talking with a guy after the show and we were like, what do you do? And he's like, I drive a dump truck. And I'm like, that is the coolest job I think I've ever.
I didn't know you were driving my wife's ass around. Sorry, Ryan. I know that's kind of your flavor of joke.
Driving my wife's
ass.
You
take it, Tommy.
Yeah, I know that's kind of a call. That's a call style that I did, but I had to take a page out of your book a little bit.
You're pretty blue collar. I think that's within.
No,
your
no. Ryan's thing is he always goes, my wife this, my wife that, this.
My ex-wife's,
my
pussy,
ex-wife's yeah. pussy. That's kind
of a lot of stuff of this nature.
My ex-wife's pussy stinks so bad. I wish it didn't stink so bad, etc. You know?
Yeah, etc.
How bad is a stink? Like fucking shit. It smells like balls.
These are called the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even being creative.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, stinks so bad.
Stinks. There is something really funny about just saying something stinks.
So
dude.
My fucking
like,
pussy stinks like shit.
Telling somebody they stink.
Like somebody shitting their pussy.
I've also been quoting Ryan your My Little Pony joke to people.
Yeah, I got stickers now, dude. They're selling pretty good.
Dude,
I got merch, baby.
What's the My Little Pony joke?
Shout out Hank.
Dude, right. It's like the best thing.
Is it long? Can I do we have time?
No, it's like 10 seconds.
Okay.
You hear they're making a sequel to My Little Pony where the horses are all grown up? Yeah, it's called My Big Fucking Horse. And They're not even hot like in the original either because they're all grown up. But the people in this movie, they're so mean to these horses, man. They're like, no one would ever want to brush your hair, you big fucking horse, you stupid asshole. And that's it. That's
a, don't that's you say the horses have big tits at some point?
No, that's the Winnie the Piss. I go, yo, Winnie the Pooh. I go, you know Winnie the Pooh? What about Winnie the Piss? What do you think that guy would be like, huh? Maybe he just wears pants. Maybe he's got big tits and they're pierced. I don't know. That's how I like to imagine.
Okay, so dude, I mixed up both jokes then. I was telling Michael Rowland, I was like, because he's not,
holy shit.
Michael Rowland came in to visit me at work because he's not doing his show anymore, which watch Animal Control and yes. see the boy Michael act. But I was like, dude, we were just like quoting like favorite jokes of our friends. I was like, dude, my friend Ryan, he's got this joke. He's like, you guys know the show My Little Pony? Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, but they're making a sequel. They're older now. It's called My Big Fucking Horse, and the horses have big fucking tits.
Dude, maybe I can combine that.
It's still, you're not going to believe it. It still works all the same.
That's, yeah, wow.
It's more again, of an art Ryan, than a science. You're talking a lot about like children's cartoons. It's just, we're having a moment, dude.
I've got a VeggieTales bit. Yeah. I've got a Pixar bit that I've been cooking up. How You Gonna Train That Dragon 2 bit?
Yeah, a lot of
children.
We riffed How You Gonna Train That
Dragon. Train That Dragon.
We riffed How You Gonna Train That Dragon in a green room, and then I saw your clip, and I was like, I'm so glad you're using that line.
Yeah.
That was riffed like years ago.
Yeah.
You know that it's that's
how you gonna train that dragon.
Hey, I go and train that dragon too.
I got a horse joke real quick. I fired off. You guys got to tell me. It's not My Little Pony. It's a girl offering to mount a girl's TV, and then you go over her apartment. You get on top of it like a horse.
Yeah, that's funny. You have a saddle. Just you come in with a saddle.
Just start making noises.
Thanks for having me over.
It's just hanging off the drywall. The drywall is just coming, and you're just like.
Yeah. You've got spurs. You crack the screen.
You just start pooping big balls. You got droplets. Rookie. You just start hitting poop droplets on our carpet.
Dude, I'm also
throwing chocolate out behind you. Like it's
yeah.
Tommy, I've also got a joke about horses shitting.
What do you got? Dude, you're really doing philosophy up there.
I think we riffed it on the podcast, but it's just like, you ever see like a horse shit, dude? It looks so effortless. It just falls. You never see like, they never grunt, you know? It just falls out. Like, how nice would that be if you're just like standing in the street, it falls right out of you, and then some guy with a cowboy hat on comes behind you and is like, it's like, clean it up, you know?
Snow shovel. Just has to carry it away. I love how much horse food you can see in horse shit. I went to like a great high school.
How do you know this? You're from Brooklyn. How do you even know about, bro, how do you even know about the concept of horses?
Actually, you're right. I'm so fucking sheltered. I've never seen a horse before.
No, you guys got cops with horses.
Yeah, exactly. We have the obligatory horse department of the cops. Yeah. Why the fuck?
Why are cops riding horses around?
Grant has a great joke about horse cops.
I have a whole joke about that.
Horses are so funny. Can we all put our hands up and say horse? One of the funniest fucking animals is horse.
They look stupid, and then they have people teeth and big penises that kind of look like a big guy penis.
Dude, and we also, like love
they're
them.
They're so dangerous.
Yes.
They're so dangerous. Like 90% of people who ride horses get very injured by
Dude, my
them.
Cousin got it's, bumped it's like off a guarantee. Horse. And it like
didn't fucked Superman
up his back.
Get fucked up on a horse?
Superman?
Chris Reeves, right?
He got paralyzed. Yeah.
Oh, not like in the show. Like it's his only weakness.
He didn't get beat by a horse. He wasn't like
Superman's only weakness is kryptonite and a horse
kick.
He's like trying to get it with like his heat vision. Yeah. Just kicks him in the fucking head.
Still,
Superman like races Seabiscuit and just like cuts him in half with his laser eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a Seabiscuit diet.
A Seabiscuit. I eat it.
Nah, dude, fuck
horses. You're just eating horse.
I think that's a...
I say fuck horses, dude.
What's Grant?
I'm all about...
What's your joke?
Yeah, what's
They're too scary. It's about horse cops and how it's they shouldn't get to use guns because if you're already on the back of a horse, it's too unfair to, like, snipe me with a laser-sighted AR-15. So horse cops should have to use...
Yeah,
they should have to use horse weapons. Is the premise of the
joke? You should use like
a lasso.
Yeah, if you're gonna be if you're gonna be like from the past, You know, that's like an old-timey thing to ride a hook.
You got a six-shooter. You know, you're not allowed to have a fucking AR-15.
Yeah, you don't get Kevlar body armor.
Not fair.
Like, and also,
you have to ride around in chainmail.
Yeah.
Also, you don't get to have antibiotics if you have strep throat. If you're a cop who rides a horse, mm-hmm.
you just gotta body that shit.
You don't get to have modern medicine either. Mm-hmm. You get sick.
You get salve, tinctures of iodine.
Yeah, you don't get any of that shit.
Yeah.
You don't get a vaccine.
Yeah, you get that cough syrup, just codeine and whiskey.
Yeah, and they go, you got crap foot disease.
you got crap foot syphilis.
You got rotten crap foot disease, partner. That's it for you.
That's spread to your penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got crap foot dick.
Yeah, crap foot. You got
nice job, crap foot dick.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you want to? Oh, and the cure for that: whiskey, Vaseline, and also maybe shoot your penis with an old timey gun.
Yeah, that's what we got for you. Mm-hmm. Go fuck a whore at the local saloon.
Yeah, that's
and she's
it.
Wearing an enormous poofy dress.
Yeah, and she's got spiky tits.
Yeah, sharp.
Everybody's like, whoa, go fuck a sex worker.
Whoa.
Progressive Old West.
Why the Old West was actually the genesis of sex work.
Yeah.
A fucking essay by me, a Harvard graduate.
That's great.
The riff is passed. No body armor. You just keep a trusty Bible over your heart to stop a bullet.
What about like a old-timey saloon worker? He's like, we like your kind around here.
Yeah.
You're not from around here. We like that.
It's about time.
Supportive.
Ramadan Mubarak, my brother.
Inshallah, brother.
Oh, are y'all celebrating Eid right now?
Yeah.
Come sundown, what do you say we all have a nice feast?
Why don't we all just eat something together?
Well, I got dinner cooking, and when it gets dark out, we'll get that going, brother.
We'll sit down and have something to eat, if you know what I'm saying.
And, of course, I have two separate pans because I don't want to cross-contaminate.
Yeah.
My gluten-free friend.
So, always has his hog out here, but we're going to get you a separate plate.
And then another Muslim guy comes in. He goes, oh, we got room. We got plenty.
Oh, yeah.
We got
plenty room at the table.
Plenty to eat, plenty to go around.
Everybody, gather around. The Native Americans are coming in. Come on in, fellas.
Yeah. Just a quick land acknowledgement before I...
This is not my land.
Yeah. But thank you for letting me stay here.
Thank you for letting me genocide it a few hundred years ago.
Just a bunch of Native Americans sneezing. Coughing and sneezing. So pissed off.
Sorry.
Bunch of white people hyping themselves up in the Old West.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Doesn't a land acknowledgement seem like
braggadocious?
Cocky? Yeah, exactly. Hey, this used to be yours.
Like, hey, just so you know, we won.
That didn't really catch on, did it? Like, that was...
No.
Yeah.
I think they do it in Canada.
I think it's a really bad look, ironically.
Yeah, I don't think that's good for...
It's like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? You're just going to be like, you're just trying to absolve yourself by doing nothing.
Yeah. Instead of just owning that you suck.
Right.
Just own that you fucking suck.
Mm-hmm. Sing the fucking national anthem, the hockey game.
And they should have to be like, if they're doing one, they should have to be like, and we're not going to give it back.
Yeah, exactly.
That should have to be included in there.
Yeah, it should be a song, and that's the crescendo line. And we're not gonna give it back.
So don't even ask.
And I'm on the guitar.
Doing the national anthem.
Did we write the song of the summer?
Did these four white men write the song of the summer?
Yeah. We thought it was pretty fucked up. Everybody was acknowledging Native Americans. So we wrote a little song about it.
And I'm just shredding like,
It is a bop, though. It's a bop. Damn, this song's a real bop.
This song's a bop over here. Do you have any other apologies or any business to air out, you guys?
I have a question for you guys.
What's up, Grant?
How to handle this situation, all right?
I'll talk to you.
So, I was doing a gig. I was getting paid $175 to open it. All right. And at the end of it, so I think the total pay was like something like $750. All right. So the headliner's doing like $45. I'm doing $20 up top. He's giving me a $175. Fine. Whatever. And
he's keeping like $600?
Like $500. Yeah.
All right.
Which is like, I feel like that's pretty normal. Like, you get like 25% essentially as like the opener, right? So at the end of the show, the organizer of the event comes up to both of us, gives us $200 cash as a tip. All right. The headliner is like, oh, wait, we don't know how much it is. He's like, when we get back to the car, count that, we'll split it up. I'm like, okay. So we get back to the car, it's $200. And he's like, all right, you just take that, and then that's your pay. So I'm tipping you $25. And then he took the whole pay. I was like, okay, cool. But then I realized he took like 85% of that tip.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I only got
the tip. The tip was for both of you.
Yeah. And he made it so that it basically just covered, I got $25 of a $200 tip.
Yeah. It's like if I got a really good tip at my restaurant and then my boss said, we won't pay you hourly this shift.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, because you made a little bit more.
Right.
And I was like,
but so here's my,
someone else paid me more.
They gave it to me. You didn't give me shit.
You didn't give me shit.
Exactly. So here's my question. What would have been like a fair split of that tip? Like if it was me and I was headlining, I probably would have given somebody like $60 or $80 out of that.
I was going to say 75.
Bare minimum because 50 is 25% of that tip.
Also, tell us off mic who this was.
So, okay. So here's the question. If 50 is kind of like the bare minimum, is it even, because $25, it's not nothing, but it's like almost nothing. Is it even worth like bringing up and like,
no, because you're,
I'm just not going to work with him anymore.
When you're the opener, that's like you are at the whim of the headliner. And so like, if they're going to pay you that's what they're going to pay you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you get to work with really cool headliners. They'll tip you like an extra $200. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you're not going to get any tip. Even if you guys both get a tip, sometimes they both keep it or they keep all of it, you know, like,
yeah,
I would just chalk it up. I bet you
he would have kept the whole thing if she wouldn't have done that in front of me.
Probably. I would just chalk it up to, there's probably better gigs to do.
I'm just not going to work with him anymore. But that is a shitty move.
Yeah, it's shitty, dude. Yeah. I would, if I was a headliner, I would have split the tip even, because it's like the intention of this tip was for both of us.
Right.
And there's no reason, there's no reason why I should get more than you. So I would have paid you $175 and then split the tip.
Right.
And then you would have walked away with $275.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That's what I would do. That's the fairest, in my opinion.
I don't think that's a really like valid expectation either for them to just split it down the middle. Like I would say there is like, I agree with you and that's cool, but I think most people wouldn't just split that in half.
I know, but I think that sucks. I think like if the person giving the tip, their intention was to, this is for both of you guys. Like the person giving the tip didn't go, all right, here's $200 split between this ways between you guys, because this is the value system of your work and stuff. Like, it was just good job tonight, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a little extra cash. We did really good tonight. We made money.
I would have pocketed it if nobody had seen me. I would have taken the whole thing. That's because I'm like evil and selfish.
Yeah. I don't think I would, honestly. Yeah,
no, it's all right. I don't have anything else to say.
I just want to say
I would have taken all the money.
Yeah.
But it's not worth, first of all, it's a shitty move, but it's like $25 isn't worth like calling him out, you know? Like,
no, it's not worth, it's not worth getting into like a confrontation about it.
It is a pittance. Like I would feel a little bit disrespected by that. Yeah. For him to take, so what does that leave you? 8% of that tip?
It's like, it's 12% of it.
Yeah. That's pathetic. That's not a good tip.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
That's an apology to demand.
$25. Yeah. Apology to demand. Yeah,
it's not worth it. If it was like a $400 tip, then I would like get more for sure. But
so you're complaining about free money.
I know. It was just kind of weird because like initially I was like, oh, that's cool. And then like I got dropped off at a different show and I was walking home from that. And I was like a little bit drunk, and I was just like, wait, what the fuck? He just like fucked me over. And then I was all drunk and I'm like, I'm going to kill him, get my money.
Yeah, getting a little drunk and being like, I'm going to say something. And then waking up and being like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, just definitely don't work.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing too, is like, it wouldn't bother me at all to burn that bridge. So I was like, no, I'm going to get the $25 from him. But then I'm like, nah, I don't.
He didn't give you then at all. Was it in cash?
It was so he was gonna Venmo me like the 175. They gave us $200 in cash, and he said just take the cash. So like that was.
Yeah,
it was a little bit like shell game.
Oh, the cup,
you know?
Yeah, the cup, or like, yeah, or like yeah. When you're exchanging cash and people like try and trick like mm-hmm. The clerk.
I would love to pull that move and fuck it up really bad.
Someone did that to me when I was.
You just lose all the money.
Give me $20. Here's $20.
Yeah,
fuck.
Now give me 50. Yeah, give me $50.
You walk away. You walk away $5,000 in debt somehow.
Fuck. Shit.
The old $5,000 tip.
Yeah, it's like a little sleight of hand.
Yeah,
is what he was doing. You know,
he preyed on your weak mind. So cool.
But just like I was like, I'm gonna do something, but now I'm just like, dude, that's just shitty.
He got a hot boy. He got a hot little boy like you to open up for him, and he tricked mm-hmm. you.
You know what the punishment is? He doesn't get to work with me anymore.
Damn,
he doesn't get to have me.
Oh no! How will he find another white man doing comedy in Minneapolis? Oh no! Mm-hmm. Send him my way, brother. I have no scruples.
Let me take this shitty headliner off your hands.
I hate my scruples, bro.
You got any scruples?
What is a scruple?
It's like wrinkles.
That sounds fun. Sounds like some sort of seafood or something.
Mm. Something you'd suck out of a shell.
Sounds like something they would serve at Plankton's restaurant, the Chum Bucket. Folks, stop. Come on by to Plankton's restaurant, the Chum Bucket.
I thought you were signing off. You were just doing it.
Honestly, we are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're there.
Sorry, we didn't talk about Brooklyn that much. I think
I don't care. We were cooking some other dish.
Yeah. A lot of times we'll have a guest on and be like, oh, we should ask them about this.
Yeah.
Because they'll have insight.
Mm,
and then we talk about SpongeBob.
Yeah. It's
Listen,
good.
Man. Sometimes you want to cook steak, you end up making a salad. All right. That's what happened today.
I can count countless times.
When did that happen to you?
Every day, brother.
I'm sorry.
Why do you think I stay so trim?
Because you
keep accidentally
making salad.
Because
I have no scruples and I eat salad.
Wait, so...
And I ball out, dude. This is a real size basketball. Oh, yeah. I got huge. Holy I got shit, huge
you're
recently.
Enormous,
Nas
bro.
Nas Reed!
Yeah!
Nas Reed, play it! Let's go! Let's go fucking Wolves. Wait, so Ryan, every day you try and cook, you attempt to cook a steak and you end up eating a
accidentally
salad?
Accidentally making salad.
And then I shoot 100 shots after that. On a real size basketball court. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
With this basketball.
God, you're enormous.
That's
dude.
Yeah.
You got a thyroid?
They said I could have been in the NBA if I wasn't so stupid.
I have no basketball
IQ.
They
told me.
I have absolutely
no
basketball.
If I wasn't so fucking stupid, I could be in the NBA, but...
But I am, and I can't.
You didn't pass the written test.
The written test, yeah. Mm-mm. I always think the ball's a big orange, and I try to fucking munch on it.
And when I'm not doing that, I'm making all my shots.
I'm just draining, yeah.
But by God, does it look delicious.
Isn't that crazy, though? There are guys that are big enough where they can just do this. Like, this is like a... Full size basketball to some people, you know what I mean? Like they can do this with their hand. Just
about.
Yeah.
That's guy fucking like crazy, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
dude,
4 foot
huge,
two.
I wish I could fucking ball, dude. I want to dunk so.
Dude, I played 3 hours of basketball yesterday, and I found God on the court. It was like it was like spiritual. I'm in this run of games with like really good guys, and it's like the most fun.
You know, my sport is unfortunately swimming.
I thought you were a baseball guy.
I'm a gifted swimmer. I love baseball. I'm a horrible baseball player.
I thought you didn't play in high school?
I played. No, I didn't make. I swam in high school.
You were a swimmer?
I swam for 2 years.
I did not know that.
Dude, I saw that video of you calling your friend.
Yeah.
And him lying for you about how you were like an all-state swimmer.
I thought
something.
That was a bit.
No, man. That was just Matt Hansel off the dome.
That's Hansel
Ryan,
off the dome. Shout out.
What was it? No, I did swim. I never won states.
Okay. Yeah.
What was that on?
Everything comedy.
Oh yeah. That
they just have a dating show.
Woman's TikTok show.
Bro, I hated. I had a lot of fun doing that.
I'm doing it in a couple weeks.
A lot of fun. I got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
I hate waking up every 2 weeks and it's just like. A video of her being like, can I see your hairline? And then it's my hat off and it goes, bruh. And then she's like, gross. And I'm just like,
Oh,
yeah, and it's like gets hella likes.
Leave me alone.
And then you got to see a comment on your notifications that's like, "Why she do him like that? why'd they do bro? Why'd they do bro like that?
You know, bro cried in his car after that.
Bro was hurting after that.
A lot of the times they'll just be like sexist to her, which is good. It's like these fucking whores don't know what they're talking about.
Give it to the internet.
Yeah,
they will always be meaner to a woman.
I feel like Bradley Cooper Maestro. Playing the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That is nice when the internet is sexist to your boss. Steps for you. get her, dude.
Kill her. She who made that bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it, and we'll see. I'll call you.
Sure, I'll lie for you.
Maybe I'll phone a friend.
I think it's also fun to have all these people defend me after the hockey dispute, the Islanders controversy. With the propeller hats.
Oh, yeah. You could apologize.
I guess, can I do an address rather than an apology?
You can address and clear the air, maybe.
Because I'm not fucking sorry. That's not wise to do.
Yeah.
Do they know this story? They might have.
No.
I don't know.
I'll fire it off quick.
Fire it off quick.
How much time do you guys have? It's already 1:12.
Sometimes we go a little longer. Whatever. And like,
yeah, we'll end on this. We'll end on
listening. My benefactress, Megan Mitchell, took me to an Islanders game mm-hmm. on the ice, which this was like the first time I've ever... She took me to a bunch of like games on the ice because she's a big Stars fan. And
your work wife.
My work, yeah.
Your work wife, Megan.
It's more of like a reverse sugar daddy.
Sure, yeah.
Where she pays me to not
sugar
fuck
mama.
Her. Yeah. She pays me to keep my hands off. And I, sweetie, don't have to tell me twice.
You give me enough money, I won't try to fuck you. That's always been my deal with any woman I know.
You take me to enough sports
games.
That's
been my creed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep the fucking Rangers ringside seat.
Each man has his creed and his beliefs. Mine is that if a woman gives me enough money,
I won't try to fuck you. I also, if she just asked, I would. Anyways, I went to the Islanders game, and we were like... She has these propeller hats that she thinks are really funny. And she's like, oh, we'll do it like it's our first game. And we'll wear these hats and like have a little sign.
They're
that
colorful.
Says, like,
they're rainbow.
Yeah, propeller hats. Like fucking cute little boy. And we had big lollies. And we had a sign that says our first Islanders game. And then we got to the seats. And they were the handicap accessible section. And
they didn't know. They
did not know. We did not know. But we... Megan, who's a fucking just can't live without people looking at her, was like, I'm going to post this video of us laughing, realizing how bad it looks online. And the internet was like, this is fucking evil.
Yeah.
I can't believe they thought that we like planned to like make fun of disabled people.
It was going viral and she had to delete.
Her video was going viral. And then somebody was like, here's how I know that these people all hate differently abled individuals and hit them in the legs with rocks.
Yeah.
They just like this fucking shitstorm.
Yeah.
So she deleted it and then like shit had a blow over. I caught a little bit of flack. Megan caught most of the flack, but they're like, aren't you that guy?
Well, that's the thing. Leave it to the internet to be a little bit meaner
truly.
To women.
Yeah.
Leave it. The internet will do the work.
I guess you're right. I guess you are honestly mm-hmm. right. Although to be fair, in the video, I just look astonished. So I actually come out of it looking great.
Yeah. You come out of it. I can't believe Megan forced me.
Yeah, held to wear this hat.
Yeah.
She said no
hockey.
She
held me at tit point.
Yeah. So I...
That's so fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
I shouldn't say that about my friend.
Sorry to Megan for what Tommy just said.
Yeah.
Sorry for the confusion. If you guys,
Yeah, Ethan's a great guy, and Megan's great, and you guys...
Yeah, no, if you guys want to get mad at me for something that you are choosing not to understand, mm-hmm. you know...
And you guys you guys didn't intentionally do that.
No, I didn't.
No, yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry...
good.
Yeah.
Sorry to my mom that she has to fucking deal with such a dumb shit son.
Hey, don't say that. You're great, man.
I'm having a hard time lately.
Come on, man. We're going to St. Paddy's Day in Bay Ridge.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to
have
three Guinnesses. I'm going to ask the girl to kiss me.
What's your plugs or Instagram or where do you want people to go?
Ethan Mead Forever on Instagram.com. I don't know if you guys are going to be on anybody on Long Island. I'm doing the Blockhead Brewing Show next week.
Oh, nice.
That'll be cool. Let's go to my Instagram, please. I actually have stuff this month. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, go follow Ethan. He makes really funny videos and, catch him at a show.
Catch-a-Met show.
Catch-a-Met, he's doing the same shows as me in Brooklyn.
Sebastian Maniscalc show is coming out soon.
So yeah, we're gonna come. We're gonna me and Ethan are gonna start a show where we host it as Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah,
that's good.
So
that's
we got fun. That. What do you guys got?
I'm gonna be, if you're listening to this one, it's coming out, I'm gonna be at Acme this week with Kelsey Cook, so I'm very stoked about that. And
okay,
yeah,
girl.
Friday the late shows are still available for tickets, so
hell yeah,
come say what's up.
Day this comes out, I'll be at Zora Darling. I think it's just Zora. This is a show that Grant has not been booked on and is pissed off about it. And yet the boy is booked. The boy is booked. So
don't
me.
Let Grant get his greedy little hands on your shit, Ryan.
Sticky little he's paws. Mad.
He's trying to dominate and control and run a monopoly on the Minneapolis comedy scene. And
I'm gunning for these spots, dude.
And
I'm
he's in his for these he spots. He is in his feelings. I saw him shitting his pants and crying.
Good.
Earlier.
Fuck. Holy crap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grant, you all right?
Muttering about Zora Darling. Why did Ryan get booked and I didn't?
Ryan. Yeah.
I have smart jokes. Ryan just says dumb shit on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Big fucking horse. Grant, you ever think about moving to New York, man?
Both of you guys should be in New York and be miserable with me.
Dude, you need all eyes on
or
you.
What if we should move to Minneapolis for 3 months?
Fuck yeah. Literally, let's do
move
it.
Move here, dude.
Let's go.
Let's
live with my mom for 3 months.
Not to put you on the spot. Can you guys hook me up? I want to drive west and do a bunch of west spots.
Yeah, we can help you out, like Chicago,
in the summertime. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Indianapolis.
Move to Minneapolis. You'll start dating a beautiful woman. You'll buy a house in Lakeville and you know, you'll still do comedy. And
you'll
but
still
not.
Do comedy.
Yeah, but my mom's here, man.
Yeah, your parents are here.
I love my fucking mom so much.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be listening. So
she'll be listening. Hey,
all right.
I love
thank you so much for listening, everybody. Sorry we didn't get to an apology today, but write in those apologies. We'll have an episode where we just fucking do.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna. This is we should have announced this up top. We're gonna start a Patreon like next week. So.
Yeah. So look out for that. We're gonna start a Patreon where we will name names.
Yeah.
And talk a lot of shit
and
talk
get
about
$25 from it.
Yes, and talk about specific people. So if you would like to know about the people that we don't like specifically by name,
and here's the thing:
listen to our Patreon.
Here's the thing: don't complain about it. We're lazy. We're just going to do 1 hour and a half episode. We're splitting it. So you're just going to get 45 for free. All right. The second 45, fucking give us some money.
Give me
please.
Some money, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you give me some money. I'm only spending that money to create more art for you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm spending on stupid shit. I need a new mattress.
I'm spending
this is good timing
because
we're about to put out our 200th episode, so we can launch it.
Is this our
200?
Holy balls!
And finally,
no, this is 198, I think.
Sorry, buddy.
And we can finally profit from the assholes who listen to this show.
Thanks, guys.
Finally.
Actually, we aren't going to be profiting for like 2 years because we're so in the hole.
Fuck.
We gotta scrape out.
We can finally break even from the assholes who listen to this show.
Oh, I would love to break even. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to.
You ever break odd?
I was just going to say that. What?
Ryan.
Woo!
Write it down.
I'm just kidding. Everybody who listens to this is great. Goodbye.
We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. See y'all.